Hey, just past 4 o'clock on Voice of Bobbleists, and we're being joined by our friends on life as it's time for State of Mind. And today we're going to be talking about mental health and spirituality, and we're very pleased to welcome some very important people to the show. We've got Mr. Lennox Rochester is going to be joining us right now. And of course, we have Dr. June as well, who's part of our team every Thursday. Let me welcome them first of all. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to VOB and Life. Hello, good evening.
Good evening, June.
Good evening. Is this Lennox?
It is indeed, sir. Good evening. How are you?
I am doing well. We are very glad to have you as part of our program this evening.
And thank you very much.
I believe that we have Dr. June there with you as well.
Dr. June is here. She is here, yes.
Okay, well, we'll be hearing her in a little while.
But yes.
Let's talk, Lennox, first of all, about this whole question of mental health.
Yes.
And spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
What are we actually talking about? What are we dealing with when we talk about that?
Okay. Now, let me just say, though, dealing with mental health conditions can be tough, right? No, but our spiritual beliefs can help us cope with the situations as we kind of like move forward in faith. And there's some research that shows, though, that individual spirituality can directly improve our physical and mental health. Now, at this point, though, you'd want to say, I'd want to give you a definition of what mental health is.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
And I would say that I would use this definition because it works well for me. The successful performance of mental function, resulting in productive activities, fulfilling relationships with other people, and the ability to adapt to change and cope with adversity.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but there's a second part that also says from early childhood until late life, mental health is the springboard of thinking, communication skills, learning, emotional growth, resilience, and self-esteem. So when you pull that apart, you come down with three basic tenets. Self, how the person sees and views themselves, all right? How the person interacts with others, and we're talking about interactive ability, and how the person deals with the demands of life. Now, it must be understood, though, Larry, that mental health is not necessarily a static situation, right? You're talking about a continuum where you imagine a scale where a person is health and there's well-being, and all right, and it moves across to like occasional stress to mild distress and no impairment.
Wow.
But then it can get into an area where you can have emotional problems and concerns which relate to mild and moderate distress. But now it can go even deeper into illness, which then you're looking at mental illness. And the important thing is that people move across that spectrum daily. And as they negotiate life, they go across that spectrum. Actually, Brock Chisholm, who was one of the first Director General of World Health Organization, he said there can be no health, no true health, without mental health. So that's critically important.
Wow. Wow. There's a lot for us to digest. Joining us now, Dr. June Price Humphrey is now joining us, and our own Crystal J. Ladies, welcome. I've got Lennox, and he's given me a whole lot of information that I think we're going to need some help in breaking down this evening. Dr. June?
Thank you. Thank you for having us again.
Now, I'm going to bring in Crystal J. here right away. I think that she may have a better understanding of these issues in terms of somebody who has been out there working in the community. And there are always persons in our communities, ladies and gentlemen, who people perceive as having mental challenges. And sometimes you get the feeling that it is very dependent on the feedback, the relationship they have with their family and the people next door. and the people down the road that will either help them to be able to overcome it, or they tend to get worse in a situation. Dr. June, help us.
Well, we're speaking about mental health and spirituality and religion, and yes, one of the important factors there is that sense of community. Are those persons who are like-minded in your spiritual belief, are they able, willing, knowledgeable enough to support you? Mm-hmm. But the support itself is its own benefit, right? You don't feel as though you're out in this world alone. You feel as though you have this community around you that you can rely on in times of distress. Mm-hmm. And so it's not just the illness part of it, but your wellness also.
Yeah. Crystal J?
Yes, I agree with that. And even when the doctor was saying about, as in, Dr. Lennox Rochester?
Mm-hmm.
Right, what he was saying about mental health and, you know, it being, oh dear, I can't remember your words exactly, but you were talking about the fact that when you're well mentally, then your health, it determines your health then. And I know that, you know, when you do have that support in the community or even in your direct home, you're better mentally. And we know that there are issues where you have depression and so forth, and that can cause ulcers and can lead to cancer and that kind of thing. So, yes, I would definitely agree with what, you know, what I heard had been said before, and that support system is so very important.
Mm-hmm. The whole thing about spirituality and mental health, I'm seeing, and forgive me, I am seeing in my community an individual who everybody is either very concerned about, very scared of, or they just ignore that person. But then one day that individual turns up at church. We mean in a normal environment, not the COVID environment. And then it can be perceived as humorous. It can be perceived as scary. But how do we, the people in the community, because we are hearing all the time, community is very important. How are we going to be able to help that individual, to assure that individual, that, look, we are not ostracizing you. We want to be helpful.
Okay. Larry, first let's look. There are certain spiritual needs, right, that an individual has. And these include things like hope, identity, purpose. All right? Spiritual growth, which involves your understanding of who, and I'm going to use this term, who your higher power is, which is a generic term and all that, right? But community is important. We have been created to be with each other. All right? We are created to help each other. Now, what happens is that sometimes we may create a kind of a us and them situation around church and have some judgmental things going on there. But when you're talking about church and stuff, we're not going to get too heavy into church. But church actually has the opportunity to be a place of healing where it's all welcoming and you welcome the person and you make the person feel at ease because people are reaching out sometimes. So it's important.
Hello?
Hello?
Lennox?
I think
we probably lost Lennox. I'll try to have to get him back. But I can't see really how we separate the church or the image of spirituality in our community without identifying the church.
I was about to say, it isn't just the matter of your religious denomination. It is a matter of your connectedness to your faith, to your belief system, to your belief in a higher power. So it's not only a doctrine, although the doctrine clearly does impact on how people respond, but it is also that sense of oneness that no matter what happens to me, I have a group of people who will walk alongside me, support me, whatever the case may be. in my journey. And spirituality, whatever your religious doctrine is a very important element in that.
Yes, yes. Well, even in, as you talk about church, well, I can speak for myself as a born-again believer of Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible itself says that he will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him and trusts in him. Him as in God the Father, Jehovah, Yahweh. And, you know, when we keep our mind focused on him and the things of God, then it may seem superficial to those who may not understand it or who have never experienced it. But literally, it's as if things really come together and your mental health faculties really do come back in alignment with how they are supposed to be. And, you know, I've seen it time and again. I've experienced it for myself as well and so many others. And, you know, it is so important. As you said, you know, there are different religious doctrines, and even within Christianity, there are different doctrinal beliefs and so forth. But that connection with God, that supreme being, is really very important to help one get back around and sustain mental health.
Most definitely. The sense of connectedness with whatever your higher power is vitally relevant. But it's also important that you, in ministering to whomever comes into your setting, that you do not have them feel that by nature of having a mental health challenge, whether it is sadness, depression, schizophrenia, that for some reason it means that their faith or is weak or that they're being punished by their higher power. And that is a real problem as well. Sometimes persons feel like they cannot go to their primary support system because they will be ostracized. It doesn't have to be a dichotomy between health and spiritual well-being. Your spirituality is part of your general health, your general well-being.
It's funny that you said that, because I find that there are so many people, I mean, we all experience the same or very similar situations, but then nobody wants to talk about it, you know? And you talk about those who are afraid to be going to those who are supposed to be their support system because they have this fear of being ostracized and so on. And that is so real, you know? There are some who believe that depression is evil, and there are others who believe that depression is just a state of mind that can be fixed, you know, and so forth. But whatever it is, I mean, I think the important thing is for us to be educated on the topic. Well, hence, state of mind, this show here, right? So for us to be educated on the topic, for us to know what mental health is all about, what causes depression, and how it is that we can help people come around, hope people can get over it. Right?
Absolutely. We want persons to continue to expose themselves to all elements of health, physical and mental, and incorporate your spiritual health with that.
We've got back Lennox Rochester, the occupational therapist. I don't know if I told you guys, but he currently heads the occupational therapy department at the psychiatric hospital. Lennox, welcome back. We're sorry about that break a
thank
moment
you,
ago.
Thank you, thank you.
I think you were making a very important point, but the whole question of spirituality. I think when we talk about spirituality, people see the church, people see a pastor, people see a congregation. Are we flawed in our perception of the whole question of mental health and spirituality when we look there?
I wouldn't say flawed, but spirituality is a bit deeper. Spirituality relates to your quality of being concerned with human spirit and human soul. Now, we meet certain spiritual needs, and yes, the church comes in there, but it's a whole lot wider. It's a whole lot wider than that. We also, our spiritual needs gets met by or interacting with other people and through various activities and various situations throughout the day, throughout our lives. All right, and we build spirituality in terms of our understanding of the higher part of God and, you know, our place in the world, our purpose for here, our identity, and then things like faith come in there as well. Okay, so it's a little bit broader than that. But generally speaking, people tend to feel that the only place spiritual needs are met is in the church. Now, if you know anything about church, the church is the individual, so we can meet the spiritual needs of each other as well.
Mm-hmm. We don't
all
want...
Right? And
go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, and now... But when you get into, you're talking also about things like the mind, right? And it's not necessarily a structural thing, right? But it allows people to have an experience, an emotive experience, all right? Which helps them to interact and engage in the activities of the world around them. So that is also important, all right? Now, I will say this though, Larry. Very often when we hear the words spirituality, sometimes there's a little bit of mystique associated with it, mm-hmm. because especially here in the Caribbean and stuff, a lot of people's understanding of words spirit and spiritual comes from television and all sorts of movies and stuff where they're watched. But man is a spiritual being. That's how we've been created and stuff like that. But it's sometimes difficult to understand.
I am wondering, in an environment now where we are being almost pushed, shoved into a thinking that we are part of a secular community, as opposed to years ago where we were told we were a religious community. When we have to deal with this sort of a real problem, how then do you tell somebody who may be having challenges dealing with the current situation around them in this COVID-19 environment, losing their job, not being able to support themselves, and having other challenges? How do we ask them then to look towards spirituality? Because what the world has now given us is really... We look around at the movie stars and seeing how successful they have been, and Rihanna's doing this, and all these names that they just roll off the tongues of our people now as superstars. But you don't speak of God. You don't talk of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. How do we help somebody who is challenged mentally then to identify with this spirituality and strength and help?
Go on, Crystal.
Yes, I think as it relates to even the celebrities, I mean, you know, it's sad when you see that those same celebrities that portray themselves to be so high and mighty and untouchable, you know, they sadly commit suicide and they reveal all kinds of mental issues as well. So, you know, we can't, you know, even as I mentioned last week, you cannot afford to look at what is happening with the celebrities and expect the same thing of our lives, because we don't know what is going on after or before that camera shot.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. And although we tend sometimes to use it as the image, it really is not real. Now, here I'm looking at three words again: hope, having a hope, having an identity, all right, and a purpose why you were here, okay. Now the reality is, if we are clear, situations will occur in life. Things will happen, mm-hmm. all right. We utilize our own strengths, and we draw on the strengths of others. And that's where, as Dr. June was saying, that's where our belief system comes in. We draw strength from our belief system. Now, I would not get too deeply spiritual, but we are created spirit beings, right? And there's something in us that seeks that, all right? And we try to find meaning and purpose in all sorts of things, and Crystal J alluded to that. We can try to find meaning and purpose in partying and whatever else, but become dissatisfied. And it's almost like, to use current IT language, there's an app that's in, that has been placed in us, and we have to activate it, all right? So that you have that hope. And then in comes the whole thing about faith, all right? Faith, mm-hmm. where you're living, and you have that hope that I will survive, that this too shall pass, all right? And that's something, because if you lose that, what else do you understand? So it's important to hold on, and community supports that.
And I'd like to add to that and bring it together that one of the things that spirituality does is allows persons to put the good, the bad, and the ugly in the context of more than just the here and now. So whatever your religious doctrine is, when you can bring your spirituality into this and say that this is a part of an overarching, whether it is plan, evolution, higher power, whatever the case may be, when you can put the here and now and temporary into a context that is much broader than yourself, then that sense sometimes that people have of maybe being hopeless or maybe being set adrift, they can then anchor themselves in their faith, whatever that faith may be, and ride, you know, through the hurricanes of life, because let's face it, there will be hurricanes of life. And if this is all you can see and this is all that there is, then there may be a sense of despair. But if there is a broader picture in your mind, then that will carry you through even the toughest of times. And that is something that, unfortunately, in a secular situation, persons may feel a bit adrift. But those with a faith, whatever that faith may be, if they are able to put that context to the troubles of life, whether it's inside them, the troubles being inside them, a mental illness, or around them, such as COVID, there's a bit more of that hopefulness and purpose to get you through the tough time.
Yes, fully agree with that. Because as we talked earlier, it's the connectiveness that is important. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, to know something in theory is one thing. To hear us talking about it is one thing. But then to actually go and put it in practice and say, you know what, let me go and read the Bible, let me go and start praying, and let me go and really establishing that connectivity that I need in order to make this happen, then it will happen. And of course, you have your support system, whether it's your spiritual leader, your pastor, or your, you know, somebody you know who is strong in the faith, who can help you to pull you up. And that is important, because some people just need a little, if your mind is crowded with all that is happening and all these negativities, and, you know, you're feeding yourself with what people are showing you, the videos and the images and so forth, then you're bound to be pulled down. You're bound to be pulled down. But then what you put in your heart, what you put in your mind, then it begins to manifest. So if you put good things in your heart and mind, then it will manifest, right? And that
absolutely.
Is, I think, what is the important point there.
Yes, and if you do that consistently,
yes,
then it is inevitable you're going to get spiritually stronger, and your resilience will be better. And that's what it's about, developing that resilience that kind of helps you when the going gets rough. And the going will get rough sometimes, all right? Now, something I want to say, though, Crystal, right? And I heard this from someone before. They said to me, they said, you know, it's about time we allow the head to be part of the body.
Mm.
And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, you know, we inadvertently decapitate ourselves, because we pay attention to every other body part, but not the head. You know, and I thought that was actually very profound, the head and the functions of the head, as it were. All right? Because that's where the thoughts, the feelings, the emotions, you know, the responses, everything are generated. And if you take that out, you're putting yourself at a major disadvantage. And disadvantage, and sometimes we unwittingly do that because we don't understand. And it's difficult sometimes to understand. you know. Mm-hmm. And just before I went on, how should I describe this? Went on pause. You were mentioning something, and it sounded to me like you spoke about stigma, right? And stigma is a critical part of mental health, and it actually starts from people not necessarily understanding, all right? And you cannot define or describe something you don't understand. So people find a way of saying things, and then we make judgments and all that and end up hurting people. So that's one of the disadvantages that sometimes we stigmatize ourselves and other people as well. Right?
Yes. And even those who stigmatize, you know, what is it saying? Today for me, tomorrow for you.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. And we are good at saying things like, I mean, and this is really profound, like the person is like that, you know, Larry mentioned, because of sin, right?
Yes.
And it's important to understand that, you know, suffering and mental anguish is not reserved for people who intentionally do things. You know, people, things happen.
Yes.
And it will happen, so it's important to understand that as people living in a world, we will have issues, but we have to strengthen ourselves and allow ourselves to be strengthened by others as well.
I hope that we're going to have another opportunity to pursue this topic a little bit more. I'm very excited about it myself. Lennox Rochester, occupational therapist, currently heads the occupational therapy department at the psychiatric hospital. I want to thank you very, very much. Our time has almost gone. I want to thank Dr. Joan as well. And and also I want to thank Krista J for being here. But believe me, it will be very exciting again to have another crack at this topic. I love it. Thank you very much. And
thank you.
And we look forward to hearing from you again. Thank you very much, Lennox. The very best.
Very well. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Good day.
Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Have a good afternoon.